listener.
Before we start the series, I want to acknowledge the fact that being able to make the choice to have children or not is a privilege. It is a privilege to be able to have children. I cannot even fathom how difficult it would be to want to have a child and not be able to. Infertility is a heartbreaking reality for so many people. Just as it is a privilege to live in a country where we have agency over our bodies and are able to make a decision if we do fall pregnant, if we want to go ahead with the pregnancy or not. For women in their 20s and 30s who are feeling alone, overwhelmed in making this decision, who feel like they don't have a safe place to explore all the elements without the expectations of society and people around us, parents, parents-in-law, our partner, etc., this is for you. We are going to do this together. If this is your first time listening to The Kick Pod, hi, my name's Laura Henshaw.
I've got my favourite boots.
I have been with my husband Dalton for 8 years and married for 2.
Dalton shaved his head off.
I am the CEO of Kick, a company I co-founded with my best friend Steph Claire Smith, on a mission to change the relationship people have with wellness and, most importantly, themselves.
Okay, so we're shooting business today.
I've been thinking about whether I want to have children or not for a long time. Ever since I turned 27, which is the age my mum had me, and I always assumed the closer I got to 30, the more ready I would feel. In reality, it has felt the complete opposite. If I'm completely honest with myself and all of you listening, I don't know if I want to have children. I don't have the innate desire I thought I would. But I also don't fully desire to be child-free. It is a huge, life-changing decision. And so I wanted to do the work to help support me in working through what I actually want. Admittedly, something I don't think I've ever given myself permission to ask before. When I started searching for this content myself, when I was in desperate need of hearing someone asking all of the questions I had, I couldn't find the types of conversations I was seeking. A lot of these topics feel taboo, and there is so much shame around not knowing. I will never, ever forget when I first started talking about this in the podcast and online, and the thousands of messages I got that helped me realise that I'm not alone. And so, then came this mini-series. Over the next few weeks, I'll speak to a range of people who have made this decision, are still sitting with this decision, had this decision made for them, or help people make this decision.
The best thing you can do for yourself is to stop thinking.
I'm so glad that at 14 weeks pregnant, we made the decision that we did.
I don't want them to grow up and see a psychologist once a month and just talk about their parents.
At the end of your life, what are you going to regret the most?
Across the next 7 episodes, we will be covering the fear of losing yourself and losing a life that you love, that you have worked so hard to build.
I feel like you take on the job title as mum.
How do children impact our relationships?
I miss the quality time with my husband. The fact that we were only together for 2 years before I fell pregnant, this is so... not enough.
The pressure of women's biological clocks, the 35-year-old fertility cliff, and how true it actually is.
Between 35 and 40, that slope is a little bit steeper, but it's still not a cliff.
Losing momentum from a career perspective when you feel like you are only just getting started.
Fundamentally, I wanted to go back to work. It didn't mean I didn't love Tom and the 2 boys, but that was just the decision we made for our family and each other at the time.
The societal pressure that having children is a part of, in quotation marks, a successful life.
I have to say I cringe a little bit at the idea of a successful life is having kids, because I'm like, where are you in that equation?
And the list goes on. I can't guarantee that by the end of the series that we will know 100% what decision we want to make. But I can guarantee that together we will be one step further in separating the expectations from forces outside of ourselves and muting the noise to be able to dig deep inside and understand what we actually want and what we desire for our lives and the options within. This may or may not include children, and that is okay. Thank you for giving me the safe space to be able to explore this topic, for being so generous with the thousands of stories, feelings, and questions you have shared with me to make this series what it is. It is for us, for all of us that have felt isolated in not knowing.
Hi, Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Kate Pod.
Hello, lovely Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, I'm Amber, and this is my Kate Pod mini-series recording.
It is a true privilege to go on this journey of exploration with you. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for trusting me. I appreciate you all so very much. New episodes will publish every Wednesday and Friday.